Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Welcome to the Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Steve and I talk about the most frequently asked questions we field about our business. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. Hi.
I am excited to be doing this show with you.
I'm excited you're the host of this one.
Thank you.
I love when you're the host, Jill.
I like doing that too. But I'm really excited on this show in particular because I think that we can help many individuals at one time. So we get several questions along the same lines, but there's always one that rises to the top. But I want to address that first about our business. So bring it. Let's start off with a bang. You know, what is the number one most frequently asked question you receive?
Across the board, from like cocktail parties to email to Bigger Pockets to successplant.com, the single biggest question that I field, and it comes in very different forms, is what's the catch? Come on. Can you really buy property that cheap? What's wrong with it? There's got to be something that, you know, it's got to be temporary or it's just a one-off deal. What's the real deal? Basically, they're saying, I don't believe you.
Or is it too good to be true?
Yeah, that's the sentiment exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you answer it?
I say it's just it's a very little known real estate niche. And it's so little known that we actually started a company called Land Academy to teach other people how to do it. And if you don't believe me, go to successplant.com. All those people are out there. Which is our website. All those people are out there buying and selling property for next to nothing and selling for a lot more.
Exactly.
It's hard to explain. I've been struggling with it, honestly, for 15 years, telling people what we do. And their first reaction is, it's just, I think it's hokey and silly that you buy property for $100 or $1,000 or $5,000 and sell it for $10. Mm-hmm. They always think there's a catch, and there's not. The catch is we're buying it from people who just don't want it anymore. And we're paying a lot less for it. Here's the thing. You know what? I'm glad we're doing this show. Here's the thing. Buying property that's undervalued, real estate that's undervalued, is the basis of every type of real estate from Donald Trump to Sally Duplex. That is the key to being successful in real estate. Whether you're buying unwanted vacant land like we do, or you're buying houses, and flipping them or renovating them or wholesaling them or apartment buildings or strip malls, everybody wins, everybody, when you buy it under its value. Mm-hmm. So we just happen to do an extreme version of that. You know,
exactly.
And it's hard to communicate to people, and they think there's some catch.
It's true. What I find is interesting that people think that you have to improve it to make money on
right.
it. That's for me, I think that's almost the second question. It's like, okay, sometimes when people can wrap their head around, okay, you buy it right. That's great. But what do you do to it to make it valuable for the next guy?
Yeah.
And when I say nothing, they're like, what? They don't really get it. And you almost have to go, okay, let's go back to step one again. I bought it right, so I didn't have to do anything.
I used to have a plaque on my desk. You know this, but I'm saying to the listeners, because you're the host and I'm the guest and I can say stuff like this.
This time.
I used to have a plaque on my desk that said, good acquisitions solve all problems.
Yes. It's very, very, very true.
People who have a lot of property that they can't sell, they're not pricing it right.
Right.
They bought it for too much. They didn't do their homework before they bought it.
Yes.
Should never be stuck with a property ever.
That's a scary place to be in, too, when you overpaid for something and you find out later on you overpaid for it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough one. You know, and you have to decide, do I hang on to it? What do I do now?
It's good that you bring that up because, you know, we have a ton of members now. Can you think of anybody who's got stuck with some property that they don't know what to do with, or they overpaid it with it, or they're just having trouble selling it? I can't think of one example.
That's a really good point. I feel really good about that. We have done a really I'm patting ourselves on the back right now because through our program, people get it and they are buying it right. They are listening and doing what we said. They're buying it right. No one's standing there going, oh gosh, I just paid this for this property. We've successfully taught everyone how to value it and find it.
Maybe we don't make a big enough deal out of it, Jill.
It's kind of true.
Our people don't get stuck with property they don't want or because they overpaid.
Exactly. No, you're right.
You know what else I get? One other question I get a lot, and it comes in different forms, is how do you know that you're supposed to buy? How do you know you're doing the right thing by buying this piece of real estate? You know, is it a feeling? Is there some magical math formula that you do? How do you know you're making the right decision about buying this property? And my answer is, you know, because I did all my homework about how I'm going to sell it long before I ever decided about how to buy it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's part of the acquisition process and our whole engineering part piece of it. That's one of the things that we teach is when you're researching the property, you're doing homework and you're looking at maps, you're saving those maps because you're going to use it later. You are kind of researching it and you're already thinking about where you're going to sell it, what you're going to do with it, what price you're going to get for it, all that good stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, the way I answer it and it really hits home with people is let's line it up against a regular single family residential rehab deal. So I go out, you know, no one ever buys a house you always do your homework before you buy a house to rehab it and clean it up and resell it for more. You go out and look at the market and you say, oh, the value of these houses in this area sell for $120,000. Let's say I'm going to buy this house for 80. I'm going to put 20 into it and I'm going to sell it for 120 and make $20,000. Right. Does that sound?
Yep.
So, well, what happens in reality? Well, it costs way, way, way more money to renovate it than you thought. You got to pay a bunch of realtors 6% on each side.
Oops.
And on and on and on. So with our product type, you know, let's say everything in the market's selling for $10,000 cash. Well, would you buy it for $5,000 and think it's going to be okay? Probably, but that's not what we teach. What we teach is buy it for $2,500, sell it for $5,000. In a $10,000 market, then there's really no way you can get hurt. And you never have to go see the asset. It's just land. Mm-hmm. You hire somebody for 50 bucks or so to go out there and take a picture and then market it all over the internet the way that you would market a dress or anything. So I get that question a lot. I try to answer it that way. This feels so good answering these questions on the air like this because I just know I'm going to get the 15 questions next week just like this. Maybe we can point them to the podcast episode, Jill.
That's not a bad idea. Well, you know, what's interesting. I find more and more individuals in that flipping niche that are struggling to find deals. They're saying the ones that were there are not there anymore.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
It's really hard to find good deals. And it's getting harder and harder and harder. So I think they're looking for other things. Mm-hmm. And they have a broader horizon, and what they've done is so much more difficult. It's funny, for some reason they think this is hard, and once we talk about it a little bit, they go, oh, you're right, but their perception is our way is even harder. But I'm like, no, guys, what you guys are doing is way more difficult than what I'm doing.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think their perception is this is harder?
I have no idea.
I think it's this.
Yeah.
Who the hell would want to live way out in the middle of nowhere like that? But that's what I think.
No, just the whole transaction piece of it.
Oh, really?
No, that's, yeah. For some reason, here's what I think. I think a lot of realtors, they're not a title agency. And I think that they're a little bit of fearful of the whole transaction.
Having to do the deal themselves.
Yeah.
I see.
Like, there's a little bit of fear in there. Like, wait a minute. What do you mean I can do this? Okay. Like, it's like buying a used car from a guy off Craigslist. It's kind of like that.
It's easier, right?
It is. Well, you know, it's like when you buy a used car off Craigslist, you both don't have to together get someone to represent you and then show up at the DMV together and then give each person $20 for sure. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that. I just came up with that, by the way.
That's awesome.
So thank you. But you know, imagine if you had to do that. Okay. So it's like you take that piece out of it. No, I hand you the cash. You hand me a bill of sale. We go our separate ways. I go to the DMV and I license it and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for them to grasp that concept that it really is that simple.
Well, if they've seen our program or any one of our programs where we address that specifically, it's a step-by-step process that's incredibly simple.
Oh, yes, it is.
With the agreements and everything, it's all in there.
It is.
No stone unturned kind of thing.
Exactly.
It's a good prelude to plug in our program.
It is. We know one of the things, it's interesting, this comes up a lot because I feel like we're land flipping. We are. We land flip, but we don't do anything to it. Other people house flip, and we've done that too. When you talked about how it always often goes sideways in those deals, one of the things that people don't often think about is the carrying costs of how long. Most flippers I know don't walk in with cash. They finance the deal. Yeah. And that
it's,
is
and it's loan shark financing
scary.
Too.
Scary. Exactly.
It's hard money.
Right.
That's a topic for a different show.
They have these 45 and 90 day deadlines because they got to do it. That's the way the math works out. It's not that that's their dream. It's like something bad's going to happen if it's not sold at that point. And they keep losing money. And that's a whole scary thing that we don't have to deal with. I have a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is one of my top questions. And as the host, I'm going to ask you to answer this question.
Awesome.
For all of our listeners, Stephen.
I love this.
This is the second most question I get. How much money do I need to get started?
Well, I can tell you honestly, it's not zero, like every other person says. But it's not 50 grand either.
It's true.
No, I'll BS aside. I started with $500, you know, and doubled my money. So how much does it start? Well, it costs, you got to get yourself educated. So it costs a little bit of money there. You're either going to educate yourself with Land Academy, our company, or you're going to do it, you know,
the long way.
I was just going to say, yeah. And you can spend a couple
screw
of
it
years
all up for a while,
spend a couple of years on bigger pockets and try to learn it through osmosis. So it costs a little bit of money for education. And then, I mean, in our case, we almost always give away a free property with our programs. So, I mean, you've got the first investment property to start with. Not all the time, but most of the time.
Often,
yeah. So there's that. But I mean, to give a dollar amount, I don't know. If you got yourself educated, how much does it cost for seed money and all that stuff? I don't know, $1,000, maybe $500 to $1,000, and you're going to be in business if you got the right ambition level.
Can I do some mailers with that money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you figure it's the price of a stamp. So could you send out, I would highly recommend sending out, and we cover all of this in our program, no less than 500 letters, maybe 1,000. 1,000 would be better. The more is better, especially in the beginning. So, you know, to send out a great mailer that's very well executed and the whole thing, that's going to cost about, I don't know, $250 to $500. And you will buy a property if you do everything right. You'll buy more than one property. All you got to do is go on Success Plant and watch and see all the people that are doing it right now with very little money.
Right.
Multiple people have purchased. I mean, this
there
the,
is.
The last 2 weeks, we've had members buy multiple, many members buy properties for $500.
Yep.
You know, $500 is the price. I didn't know that this was going to have this effect. I'm glad we're talking about this. In our Cash Flow from Land program, it's this 10-hour video program that Jill and I put together. Over and over and over, we use the example of buying 5-acre properties for $500. And it was just an example, but it was the one that I chose. And that's what everybody seems to be doing. You still can buy a 40-acre property for $4,000, or what we do all the time is buy smaller individual lots for next to nothing, $50, $100. So,
right.
But for whatever reason, everyone's stuck with that, or a lot of people stick with that $500.
Think about that too. So. You're right. The 5-acre is singing to everyone. It's a good size. It's a good price point. It's easy to double and triple your money on that. And it's fantastic.
After you get our education package or whatever, however you get educated, if you have $500 to $1,000, you should do well. The more that you have, I don't know. It's at a certain point, it becomes a crutch. You've got too much money. So you start making bad acquisitions. You know, it reminds me of this quote. Warren Buffett has a great quote. He said, "The worst financial decisions I've ever made in my life was when I had a pocket full of cash."
Do you know what's kind of funny? I thought you were going to say something different. You know what I thought you were going to say?
No.
Was there was a woman involved.
Oh my gosh.
Well, come on.
Jill.
How many men? No, let's be honest. Come on. How many men make bad decisions because of a woman?
Or maybe good decisions.
Financial decisions. Well, you are different. You have me.
How many wives? I wonder if we're going to publish this episode.
Yes, we are.
How many wives have you spoken with members that, like men, who want to become members in Land Academy, and they're like, Jill, can you just please talk to my wife about this?
Oh, gosh. Number.
So I got to say, and I know you, we've talked about this a million times, people, when two people who are together are on the same page, moving forward in the same direction, and you don't have to come home every day to explain why it just didn't go perfectly that day to somebody.
Right.
It's just that the chances of success are so much better.
You've got to be on the same page.
So if you have a wife
or husband,
listening audience, or husband who's not on the same page and thinks this is all silly fiction, call Jill. Her
number
is 480-467-0359.
You had to give me back.
Thank God you're doing 5,000 phone calls.
I am. Here it comes. Jill, no, but it's
now
true.
Now you're Jill the therapist.
I am Jill. I'm not the marriage therapist. Yeah. Hi, Jill. I know we're supposed to be calling you about this.
I just threw you under the bus, dude, because I'm the guest.
You are. Yeah, well, this might be your last invite. Oh, that's awesome. Guest throwing host under bus. Uh-huh. Thank you very, very much. All right, we have time for one more. Any big burning question you want to answer?
Yeah, I started it earlier, and I'll finish it now. Is, you know, why the hell would anybody live way out there in the middle of nowhere? So, you know, and go on YouTube. You want to answer this question for yourself? Go on YouTube and type in off the grid or quit my job or any of those catch little phrases, and you will find thousands and thousands of people who bought properties like we're talking about, the asset type that we deal with, and they bought a $1,500 pickup truck, and now they have no bills. They're living off the grid, and they are just the happiest people there ever was. Mm-hmm. So with the development of the internet and computers, and the further that progresses, the easier it is to do whatever job you have from anywhere on the planet. And these asset types are growing, hugely growing in popularity. So really, to answer the question, I'll answer it like this. We almost never, in fact, we never have problems selling assets, ever.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
There's no issues with that. So there's a lot of people who want a 40-acre property for $10,000. Mm-hmm.
They're tired of the rat race. Well, you know, I hear it all the time.
You're closer to the front lines these days than I am. What questions do you get? Let's say, what's the biggest question you get from a seller? You send them a letter for $500 for their 5-acre property. What's the question you get? How fast can you close?
No, it's really about the price. That's all it is. And honestly, a lot of them have had these properties for many, many, many years, and they really thought it was going to be worth more. It was supposed to be an investment. And it never panned out. And that's true. That does happen, you know, mm-hmm. a lot. Especially in these rural areas. You never know. You buy it hoping that, remember the LAX guy, you know,
right.
that was a kind of a funny story. He bought this property in the 60s when they were trying to decide where to build LAX, the airport, Los Angeles airport. And that was one of the original potential sites for LA International Airport, which did not happen. So poor guy, you know, his investment, it didn't pan out, but he knew that. Mm-hmm. He knew that going into it. So that's really from...
So it's price.
My sellers, yes. Okay. It's just that. It's nothing that they want to make sure it goes to a good home, you know, yeah. or anything like that. It's just, gosh, we've had it this long. I'd like to get something out of it, you know, and I always make sure that everybody's happy.
Like, okay, so that's great. So how about from the buyers? What's the biggest set of questions, I guess, that you get from them? Like, can you put a mobile home on it?
Good question. The biggest one I get from the buyers is really about services /
like electricity and
however,
stuff.
However, right. It doesn't come up like it used to. You know, most of my buyers, they're looking for land.
Right.
They're not looking for an apartment building.
Yeah.
They are already looking for land.
Jill, I agree.
So
they're already sold on the asset type.
Right.
They just want to know
to find the right one.
If they're going to buy it from us.
And right. And I think for them, they're only asking because it's a positive. Is there anything out there? And I'm, you know, most of the time it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say this. I can say, you know what, they'll look at the map. Hey, let's look at the map together sometimes. I can even say, pop in the, you see the road. Okay, got it. See that ranch right there? Okay, they've got it figured out. So we all know it can be done.
Right.
So depending on if you want to buy one of those great, awesome, tiny houses that are totally self-contained and plop it down, you could do that.
Right.
Or these guys have obviously figured it out.
Sure.
You know, they know who to call for, you know, water and power and all of
There's
that.
There's no issue.
So it's
sales.
It's not a big deal.
It never
at all.
Has been.
No, it really isn't. It really
isn't. That's really hard for people in real estate to understand.
Do you know what the second question is?
No, go ahead.
Actually, this is number one and number two go back and forth, and I know we're getting close on time. But the other thing is financing. It's not so much what I'm going to do with the property, it's how I'm going to afford to pay for it. Most of them don't have $5,000, $10,000, $12,000, but they do have $200 a month. And they love that. And they're so happy to do that. That really is, sometimes that is, at certain times, you know, that is my number one question. Will you finance?
We take that for granted about how incredibly convenient and, like, we don't do credit checks, and it's not a big – to loan money these days, it's insane. So, yeah, from us, it's like sign this here, sign here, sign here. It's a typical agreement, you know. And I watch the report every month. I know that you – when people are short that month, you cut them some slack. You let them skip payments. I just – you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're not the evil bank.
Oh, no. I've yet to ever assess.
We don't even advertise that.
No, I know. You know, it's funny because even in our contracts, we have like there's fees or little things like that if you're behind. It's like because it's all kind of standard protocol. I've never assessed any of those.
That's great.
I never do.
I never have either.
And I've had them call me and they're like, I am so sorry. This is what happened. Can I catch it up? You know, when I get my tax return, you know, whatever it is. And it's like, absolutely.
Right.
Do not worry about it. Because at the end, so what if we added two more months on the end because of this, of payments? I don't really care.
Right.
It's not that big of a deal. I'm happy with the price. They're happy that I financed it. Everybody wins.
Right.
Thank you. And on that note, is there anything else you want to add?
Nope.
Okay, good. This was a great show.
Yeah, it was.
I like being the host. So.
I feel better we answered some questions.
Well, especially when you, except for giving out my phone number all the time. But I'm just kidding.
Actually, we'll see if that makes
it's not always me that answers the phone, so it's all good. Sometimes you might get me, though. You never know.
That honestly just feels fantastic to answer questions like that.
We could do that more often.
I think so, too. We packed a lot of stuff into a small little period, and people do have a ton of questions like this.
Mm-hmm. They do.
The financing piece is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good for us. I mean, from a profitability standpoint, I often wonder if people who buy these properties, if they even know, like they know about land, say, they even know there's a land academy at all.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either.
No.
I think it's what you said. They're sold on, they know they want 40 acres in Texas, and they find us through whatever channel. So there's not a lot of selling on the product type. It's just, hey, can I get the best deal out of you, and what kind of payments can I make?
Yeah, that's really it.
Right.
Yeah. But with the internet, I mean, any questions they have, they can answer them, you know? So like you say to your son, get out that, what do you call that fancy little device?
Your fancy machine in your pocket.
That's it.
Dad, how do I spell X? Get out your fancy machine, son.
What time's the movie?
Yeah.
Get out your fancy machine.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.